Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and the first half hour today I'm going to present some brand new music by a friend of mine and a former classmate at Eastman, Max Stern. He's now living in Israel. And I'm going to read a little bio about him to kind of set the mood for these pieces that he's written. And American-born composer Max Stern, following the call of Abraham, unto thy seed will I give this land, departed for the promised land in 1976. On Mount Zion, he encountered one of the 36 lamed vave holy righteous men who contain a spark of the divine light, and who inspired him to compose works drawn from biblical sources. Encouraged by the Yemenite community of Jerusalem between 1976 and 1979, and befriended by Moroccan neighbors and other Jewish communities, he embraced their folklore as his own. Like 20th century composers Zoltán Kodály from Hungary, Jewish composers Ernest Bloch, and 17th century master Heinrich Schütz, composer of the Bible, he draws upon similar ethnic and spiritual influences in forging a world of musical expression. There's also some influences from Hovhannes. Some of you may know music by Hovhannes. I'm going to play for you first Elegy and Eulogy, Ode to Zion, for violin, winds, and strings. And it's based on the poem by 12th century Spanish poet and philosopher Judah Halevy, H-A-L-E-V-Y, who lived between 1075 and 1141. Its structure integrates prayer intonations from Djerba and Morocco with bird calls awaiting the dawn. And here's a brief translation of the text. O Zion, will you not ask how your exiles are? The air of your land is the life of the soul. I would delight to walk among its ruins. When I weep for your affliction, I am a jackal. But when I dream of return, I am a lute for your songs. And the second movement celebrates the breaking forth of the light in joyous ecstasy. Happy is who waits to see your light rising, your dawn breaking forth.
Thank you.
Next is Blessing of Song, is an ancient liturgical adoration of thanksgiving and gratitude for the gift of life, said to date from temple times. It is referred to in the Mishnah and Talmud. The breath of all that lives shall bless your name, O Lord, our Creator, and the spirit of all flesh shall extol and exalt you forever, O our King.
Call it high devil.
Laudations for flute, viola, and piano, inspired from vocal music, integrates Western forms with ethnic chants, songs, meditations, and prayers from Jewish communities of North Africa, Italy, Jerusalem, and Eastern Europe. Its lean melodicism and spare heterophonic sonorities evoke moods and qualities of praise, parable, joy, supplication, and thanksgiving. Song of Miriam's Well for Voices recreates the sparkling joy of the sieve-like rock out of which water gushed forth for the children of Israel on their 40-year journey in the desert. The well itself sang while the people responded in a cooperative spirit of goodwill and beneficence. The text, "Then sang Israel this song, spring up, O well, respond to it, the well, the princes dug, hollowed out by the beneficent, according to the directions of the lawgiver with their slaves." This was recorded in 2021 in Jerusalem. We just heard music by composer Max Stern, who now lives in Israel. We'll have more of his music again next week, some piano concertos. You've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. Up next is music by Hovhannes, who I mentioned earlier in the program. This is his composition, Mysterious Mountain, Fritz Reiner conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard Fritz Reiner conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from an old LP. This was a music by Hovhannes, American Armenian composer. A wonderful piece of music called Mysterious Mountain. And you've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you can tune in again tomorrow. This evening at 7 o'clock, you can tune in and hear the San Francisco Symphony and a weekly concert that we present here on KSJE. Have a great day.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.